USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
35 people are now known to have been killed by western wildfires, with dozens more people missing and feared dead. Most of the fatalities have occurred in California, where Cal Fire's Daniel Berlant says,
"This weekend we've had a good opportunity with the lack of wind and more seasonable temperatures. Our firefighters have been making real good progress on 29 major wildfires that are burning across California."
But fires are also still raging in Oregon and Washington State, where winds are expected to pick up again today. Folks in Mississippi are being warned to prepare for Tropical Storm Sally, expected to be a hurricane when it strikes neighboring Louisiana early tomorrow morning. Forecasters warn Mississippi will be on the eastern side of the storm, meaning it will get the brunt of the rainfall and wind. In some spots, maybe 20 inches of rain. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com, or call 1-800-LINZESS.
A $100,000 reward now being offered for information about the suspect who ambushed and shot two Los Angeles County deputies on Saturday. The two are still in critical condition. A senior re-election advisor to President Trump says the coronavirus pandemic won't be the main factor which drives a voter's choice this November.
The ultimate driver of the electoral decision for most Americans is going to be what it typically is. Who can create prosperity for me, for my family, and for this country going forward? And on that score, the president has a compelling story to tell.
On Fox News Sunday, Steve Cortez said Americans will be thinking most about which candidate will bring about good economic times for them and the nation. President Trump signing an executive order to lower the cost of drugs in the U.S. to the level paid in other countries, tweeting, "The days of the rest of the world free riding at America's expense are over." He said drug prices are already coming down quickly. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A former New York City mayor is reportedly going to spend some big bucks of his own to help Joe Biden win Florida this November. The Washington Post is reporting Michael Bloomberg is planning to kick in at least $100 million to boost the Democratic hopeful's campaign in the Sunshine State. Bloomberg spent an estimated $900 million of his own on his failed bid for the White House earlier this year. A young Australian personality and conservationist is showing off the first photos of her new growing brood, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Television personality and wildlife conservationist Bindi Irwin has shared on social media an ultrasound of her first child as she is expecting with her husband Chandler Powell. She's the daughter of late TV personality Steve Irwin. The young couple is smiling with their eyes closed in the picture. Irwin is holding a baby kangaroo, and Powell has a koala in his arms. Irwin and Powell tied the knot in March and announced her pregnancy in August.
While CD sales have continued to decline, a new report from the Record Industry Association of America says records have finally outsold CDs for the first time since 1986. Records accounted for $232.1 million of music sales in the first 6 months of 2020. CDs brought in $129.9 million. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.